They crossed at evenfall, as a horned moon floated upon the river. The double column wound its way through the gate of the Eastern Twin like a great steel snake, slithering across the courtyard, into the keep, and over the bridge, to issue forth once more from the second castle on the west bank. Catelyn rode at the head of the serpent, with her son and her uncle, Sir Brynden and Sir Stevron Bray. Behind followed 9/10 of their horse, knights, lancers, free riders, and mounted bowmen. It took hours for them all to cross. Afterwards Catelyn would remember the clatter of countless hooves on the drawbridge, the sight of Lord Walder Frey in his litter watching them pass, the glitter of eyes peering down through the slats of the murder holes in the ceiling as they rode through the water tower. The larger part of the northern hosts, pikes and archers and great masses of men-at-arms on foot, remained upon the east bank under the command of Roose Bolton. Rob had commanded him to continue the march south, to confront the huge Lannister army coming north under Lord Tywin. For good or ill, her son had thrown the dice.